You're listening to Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. Thanks for joining us today. We're here in Southern California. A lot of people are working in the entertainment industry or want to break into showbiz or Hollywood. And I'm joined today by a very unique guy, Gene Cordes, who, for one thing, you work in the voiceover business as a producer and a talent coach, but you're also extremely psychic, and you always have been. And you and I have talked over the years about using our intuition. And let's talk a little bit today about, since you're an expert in Hollywood and in intuition, how can we use our intuition and listen to our inner voice to guide us in a career in the entertainment industry at whatever level it is, whether we want to do local community theater or whether we want to be a big Hollywood star?
I think there's a difference. If you want to be an actor, be an actor. If you want to be a celebrity, be a celebrity.
Two different things.
Yeah, there really are two different things. If you want to be a performer, be a performer. If you want to do it all, that's fine. But you got to know what you're really good at. Some people are very good actors, you know, because they live the part.
Now, when you were a child, you met a big actor, and didn't you ask him what it takes to be an actor? Tell me that story.
I was invited to a party as a little kid, and I met one of my favorite actors, was Edward G. Robinson. And he said,
and remind us, what was he in?
Little Caesar. He was a big star at the time. And I asked him, sir, what does it take to be an actor? What does an actor do? And he looked at me, he says, kid, you know, an actor serves. He serves the public. That's all.
Sounds like a waiter, or it sounds like a bank teller serving the public.
We all serve in one form or another.
So how could we use our intuition and our inner voice? How do we start listening to that more to know the areas where we could serve and then in turn thrive?
Go out and play. It's all about play and having the confidence to go out and play. How do you get the confidence? You do it by practice, by allowing yourself to experience failure before you hit success. Because the only difference between failure and success is people's likes or dislikes.
So go out, you're saying go out and play. That means follow your heart, follow what you
want
to do.
Yeah, step into your heart. So like I said, performers mimic, okay? Which, put it to start off with, there's room enough for everybody in Hollywood. It's just whether or not you like the position you get.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And, you know, and they make, they make known that they don't want you, you know, whatever production company. So, because they never call you back. So, you know, that's obvious.
You have to be able to take rejection.
Yeah,
for
rejection
sure.
is part of the game. And also failure and working at it. And always be open to new possibilities. Is when an actor comes in to me, and I remember one guy said, well, I just want to do voiceover. And I go, is something wrong with you? He goes, no, I just want to do voiceover.
Because voiceover is where your voice is heard, but your face isn't on camera.
Yeah, and I said, you got to be everything. I said, you know, in 2 weeks, if someone comes up to you, I said, you like working out at the gym, right? He goes, yeah. And I said, okay, when you're at the gym, someone comes up to you and says, hey, you know, you're a great guy. I'd like to use you in one of my commercials. You're going to say yes, without a doubt, not even a heartbeat in between. You're going to say yes. And he looked at me like I was kind of crazy, which is fine. You know, I could care less. So he gives me a call 4 weeks later. He says, I'm in this commercial for Volkswagen.
See, there you go.
Yeah, and so it's opening up.
So don't narrowcast yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be open to all experiences in regards to acting and performing.
Listen to your heart, be open to all experiences, and you also have an exercise that you suggest for tuning into intuition before we go to sleep at night.
Yeah, it's very simple. You're laying in bed, and you pick the same time every night. You know, usually when you go to sleep, you pick the same time, and give yourself a good 20 minutes to an hour just to relax.
So lay down in bed?
Yeah, lay down in bed. And I got a simple exercise. I call it the heart meditation, where you feel your start with your feet and feel the pulse, and connect all the way up through the body and through the chest cavity and out your hands. So I'm just doing it right now, just because they do it so often. And the top of your head, just feel the pulse.
You can go right there.
Yeah, and you just listen to your pulse.
When you nod off to sleep and you're this relaxed, would your intuition come to you in your dreams maybe? Or you might have a hunch when you wake up?
Your intent, you're right. Your intent is saying, I want to remember my dreams. Okay, it might not happen instantly, but eventually you'll start remembering all your dreams. That's what I do. And I feel this pulse and sensation, and a lot of information all of a sudden comes flowing in because I'm not thinking about it. I'm out of my head and I'm into my body, into my heart, listening and relaxing. All that, like my foot's really sore, stretch it out and just relax it. So you learn to relax the whole body.
When I just saw you relaxing just now I'm feeling more relaxed. So this sounds like you're telling us to do this before we go to sleep at night to increase our intuition. But the training sounds like something we could use at an audition or whenever we get into our nerves start to get the best of us to be able to relax as you just did and you just described. Yeah. Sounds like it could come in handy not only at night before we go to sleep.
Yeah, because when you go to an audition, number one thing they're looking for is the personality. Okay, they want to know if this person is the personality that fits the character. Whether it's voiceover or on camera, it doesn't matter. That's what they're looking, number one, is that person, the personality we want to advertise our product or our services. And if it's on camera, it's also about look. Is that the look we want out there selling our stuff? And it's nothing personal. They're just looking for someone to fit that role. It's not about you, it's about the role.
That's a good thing to remember. Don't take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personally because they're under a lot of pressure trying to fulfill that need of having a character match the personality of the product or the services that really allows people to get interested in what they're selling. So it's very simple in that regard. So it's not about you in the first place. Acting's all about you and your training and nothing about you when you go for the job.
Is it doing the work and hope for the best? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or believe that the right thing is out there for you. Job.
Yeah, I know a lot of actors. They're not that great of actors, but they're good salesmen. They go in there and they convince people they're the one. And it's allowing themselves to come out who they are as a person. Don't get Mr. Businesslike and get stiff. Go in there and show them who the hell you are, because that's what they want to see.
I hope your audition turns into a real gig. Thanks for these tips, Gene, for listening both to our intuition and how we can use it for our career in showbiz. Gene Cordes, thanks for joining me today. I look forward to talking with you again soon. This is Lisa.fm.